The Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition has spoken about this issue on a number of media stations. We believe that in terms of the judgment, it's serving as a good deterrent to public servants or people in public office to ensure that they work in a manner that supports what the public office is for. Because it is important for people going into public office to work with integrity. And integrity means that you are protecting the public purse. That needs to be done. And where people go contrary to that and they are not punished, it doesn't serve as a good deterrent. So it rather motivates people to engage in such acts. So this particular example, we believe, will serve as a good example to citizens or people in public office to realize that it is important that their work in public office is not for themselves, it's not for their friends or cronies. It is for them to serve the public interest and protect the public best, because they are there in the interest of the nation, not in the interest of any other individual.
So you think the verdict, the court's verdict, will strengthen the fight against corruption in the country?
Yes, the court verdict will serve as a good motivation. As a deterrent to enable citizens come to that understanding that when people commit crime, they have to be punished, and they are punished. Because if you look at our UNCAC review, clearly, when we were reviewed by UNCAC, it clearly came out that when it comes to enforcement has to do with investigation, enforcement has to do with punishment for crime. We have not done so well as a nation. So these issues like this help for people to realize that we have laws in this country, and when you are found capable of the law, you should be punished for that. So, yes, it is going to help strengthen them, but it is something that has to be sustained. It shouldn't be just a one-off thing. And that is why we are looking forward to the Office of the Special Prosecutor, that all the outstanding anti-corruption issues that have not been properly addressed, those should be some of the issues the Office of the Special Prosecutor will quickly look at and then address those loops, and so that people will know that public funds is not for me and my family or my friends. It is for the public, and it has to be protected in the public interest.
Mrs. Nati also waded into arguments over the alleged comment that the two persons jailed by the High Court would gain their freedom should another party come to power.
Those comments should be disregarded, that is one, and should be seen as unfortunate comments because they do not serve in the public interest, as I said. And the good thing is that we have seen people from the same party commending that, and for me, that shows that Ghana has come of age and we are embracing our democracy well. So if you have people from the same party coming out publicly to denounce what was said and disassociate themselves from it, I think we should see that that is a positive sign that the party as a whole do not embrace that stand. So that, for me, sends good signals that the party knows that these are the things that it has to be done in it. Also identifying that they shouldn't associate with certain comments. So that is good for the country. But that notwithstanding, I believe that the third party should go beyond just the public comments to see how in-house they have some ethics that guides the way party people should present themselves outside. So if people fall out of that, they should see how those people are punished, if possible, if they put out information that is contrary to what the party stands for.
That was the Executive Secretary of the Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition, GACC, Beauty Emefanati.